Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And I, of course, am Chrisanne. This week, we are going to have a little bit of a different podcast than what we normally do. Yes, we are going to be discussing the cards and predictions for the week. I will be bringing out my psychic skills for that. We're only going to have one crystal. We're not going to have an angel this week that's going to guide us. And then I'm going to give you some other information. So let's get started because time is ticking. So let's start with the psychic predictions for the week. I am using my favorite deck, Mystic Art Medicine cards. And I am going to pull three cards from this deck. First card is the card of breakthrough. We are going to be having some epiphanies this week. This is going to be a really interesting week. Getting those downloads, getting a lot of that information that's going to be coming in. Opening up our crown chakra and our third eye as well. The next card that I'm pulling is the card of innocence. Look into our hearts. We do have the hearts of innocence, but also look to our children, our animals. They have pure, innocent hearts, and we need to tap into that characteristics in ourselves to set it free, allow it to be, so you can be free. And the last card that I am pulling for this week, oh, interesting. It is the card of protection. So there's a very interesting angel on this card that's come forth to offer protection, guidance, finding your joy, finding your happiness in and amongst having protection. Really interesting card, because I'm going to segue right into the crystal. The only crystal that we have for this week is the stone of shungite. Shungite is my top favorite protection stone. It is my top stone. I like it better than black tourmaline. Energy, vibration wise, it doesn't compare to black tourmaline. Shungite is so much higher vibration than black tourmaline. Hey, and if all you have is black tourmaline, then go ahead and use it. Black tourmaline is also great for protection. So what you're going to do is you're going to carry the stone, wear the stone primarily on the left hand side of your body. When you're laying in bed on your back, stick out your left hand arm. That's the left hand side of your bed. Doesn't matter if you sleep on the right or the left of your bed, that is still the left hand side of your bed. You can put a piece there. You can put a piece underneath your computer, under the left hand side, under your TV, because it is also EMF protection as well. I still keep a piece inside the house on the inner wall of where my electrical box is, because all those have gone a little screwy lately. And, you know, I do keep a piece on the inside wall opposite of where that is. You can keep a piece on your desk. If you're going to wear a pendant, it doesn't matter right or left side, because it's in the middle, it's got you covered. You're going to wear earrings, you're covered. If you're going to wear a bracelet, I always wear my bracelet on the left-hand side. You're going to wear a ring, wear it on the left-hand side. Left-hand side brings that energy in. The right-hand side lets the energy out. So you want to bring in protection. And shungite is only mined in Russia. So sometimes it can be a little harder to find, depending on your distributor source. I happen to have a lot of shungite. I invested heavily in shungite. I am a huge fan of shungite. It's also a very healing stone. Now, I'm not a medical practitioner. Like I say every single week, please seek the advice of your doctors, etc., medical practitioners. But I can tell you, for me and my loved ones, it has been really cool in boosting energy in order to work on that sort of inner healing level, both on a physical, emotional, and mental levels. Shungite is also protection when it comes to psychic protection. if you're doing any psychic work like I do, sometimes you tend to ruffle feathers with what you say, and other psychics maybe don't like it, and it can get a little hairy sometimes. So it's protection on a very strong, high psychic level. So even if you're getting into doing some psychic work, you always have to have protection around you. So this is a great one to call in your angels, call in your guides to come in and bring a little bit more of psychic protection. So shungite, fantastic. It doesn't matter if it's raw, if it's tumbled, whatever you can get, I think it's a fantastic stone. That leads me to what I want to have a big talk with all of us about this week. This week, I want to talk because I personally live in Maine. Where I live, I am not exaggerating, I lose power every single month out of the year, including the summer. I have been through some very bad storms around here. This is the time we need to start preparing. Prepare for storms, prepare for whatever. You know, job security is not what it was either. Preparing for that as well. You never know what's coming down the pike. So let us prepare and be helpful for our families, for our neighbors, for our loved ones. So I've compiled a list of some things that I think are really helpful that I think we should be doing much sooner than later, frankly. Make sure you have food on hand. Now, I have a lot of food allergies, so you need to make sure you have food that you can eat. I have food saved up that I can eat and my son can eat because both of us have a lot of food allergies. So make sure you have food on hand. So, for instance, what do I mean by that? I mean, have canned foods that are shelf stable if you lose power, or like I prepared chicken and I froze it because I can eat chicken cold. So I have that. If I lose power after a couple of days, things in my freezer might still be a little cold. I can still eat that chicken. It'll probably be thawed after a few days. But I can still eat it, you know, as long as it's safe and not warm, from not being cold. You know what I mean? Safe. Have a way to cook your food. Get a cooking stove that you use when you're camping. If you have a wood stove, you're all set. If you have a fireplace, you can put an arm in it, you know, a cooking arm, and cook things over the fireplace. You have a grill outside, use that. You have a fire pit, use that. Find a way to heat your house without electricity. All of these things are if we lose electricity. We just had a bad storm this past February. I was without power for nearly a week. And I remember the ice storm in the 90s. Trust me, we were without power for 2 weeks. So, you know, they're calling for a very bad winter this year. So I'm just giving ways to be ready. So find ways to heat your house. You have a wood stove, you're fine. Maybe a buddy heater, which is a safe item to use inside. You can always take a large can of Crisco, and put three taper candles into the Crisco. You might have to like scoop some out in order to get those three taper candles in that large, gigantic can of Crisco. And if you light those candles while it's lit with supervision, in theory, that can go for 72 days. Not hours, days. So it's also a light source and it's a heat source. It's a small heat source. You can also do a heat source with a candle underneath an upside down turned clay pot that's put on top of bricks. I suggest you Google that one, get how to do it, do all of these things safely. I cannot emphasize you need to have safety as well as all these things. Make sure you have candles. Make sure you have batteries or rechargeable batteries and a way to recharge them need be. I have things like rechargeable lights that are USB rechargeable. I have rechargeable fans that are USB rechargeable. I have a lot of different types of lights that are USB rechargeable, as well as my phone chargers that are USB rechargeable. You know, my son has a handful and I have a handful. I can charge my phone, I can charge my rechargeable lights with those things, not to mention other gadgets, you know, like gaming systems or, you know, iPods or, you know, the ear pods, whatever, all those things. Maybe you want walkie-talkies to speak to your loved ones. There's a set of walkie-talkies that I'm actually thinking of getting that goes up to 26 miles away. So, kind of cool. I'm looking into that one next because when I lose power, I lose everything. Everything, including water because I have a well. Which leads me to make sure you have enough water. Please go online and look that up as to how much water per person that you're going to need for your family to keep your family safe. You know, even though in the 90s we lost power for 2 weeks, we were still in the modern era. You know, just this past February, like I said, we lost power for almost a week. We lost everything. And I have a camp toilet. My mother bought us a camp toilet for Christmas as a gift because I lose water when I lose power. So make sure you have things like that. Maybe you're lucky enough to have a camper so you have access to those things. Make sure you have cash on hand, small denominations of cash, because if we lose power, you can't get in to the cash registers. So if you need to go and buy something, you have to have enough money or small enough money to pay for something without overpaying for something. So make sure you have small denominations of cash. You might want to download some movies and some books onto your devices. Thus, you can recharge those with your rechargeable power banks. Or just get some regular books and have those handy. If you have a generator, make sure you have gas for your generator. You know, make sure you are prepared for those things. Make sure your cars have enough gas in them. Make sure your cars have gas in them before Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. You know, there's always a mad rush before holidays to get everything filled up. So make sure that's all taken care of. And one of my biggest things that people don't do and they need to do anyways, I don't care what is happening in life, write down your phone numbers, your important phone numbers, and also include your non-emergency, fire, ambulance, police, etc. Write down those numbers. Write down your children's phone numbers, whether you have access to using a cell phone or not. You still need to have access to those numbers. Maybe they have power, but we don't, or whatever. Write down these important phone numbers if you don't have them memorized. Now, most people don't have them memorized anymore. You know, in the 90s, we had them memorized. We don't anymore. So make sure you have all those phone numbers written down because that is going to be so important just to reach out and leave a message for somebody, let them know you're okay. If you have young children, make sure you have the diapers and the wipes and toys to keep them entertained. You know, you can make a game of it. You know, we used to have like a sleeping tent on my son's bed, and he would stay perfectly warm in there when we lost power. So it was perfectly fine. Just zip him up in this little tent. It was specific for a bed, it was special for a bed, and he was old enough, so it wasn't like a choking hazard or anything like that for him. But make sure you have things like access to sleeping bags and extra blankets, and make sure you have clean clothes. If you see a storm is coming, make sure your clothes are washed and ready because you don't know how long it's going to be before you can have your clothes washed. You know, I tell people if you're going on a trip, make sure you have your clothes washed so they're ready for when you come home. But the biggest thing is make sure you have food, make sure you have water, make sure you have ways to cook your food, ways to heat your house, warm clothes for you, and maybe some food to share to your neighbors. You know, I do have a couple extra cans that I'm happy to share if somebody needs canned veggies or, you know, whatever. Canned soup, we can eat canned soup cold. We don't really care. You know, like Dintymore stew, for instance, is gluten free. And I don't mind that cold, need be, even though I do have ways to cook it, I don't mind it cold, need be. So these are just my little tips. Just be prepared. They're calling for a very bad winter this year, and we're going to get some whoppers of a storms, according to the Farmer's Almanac. And the Farmer's Almanac has been pretty spot on for Maine, I can tell you that much. So make sure you're prepared for the holidays. You know, I always tell my son when you're going on a long road trip, hour plus, make sure you have food in the car. Make sure you have water in the car. You know, we have food allergies, so we can't rely on easily accessing food everywhere. And our food is really hard to find in the stores, even now, still. So when I find it, I get it, and I do carry food with us because if we break down somewhere, we can't just eat anything. We have to have special food. So, you know, I'm not paranoid. I have been in these situations in real life multiple times. I have been through multiple storms in Maine. I have been in hours long traffic, not moving, and needed something to eat. You know, if my sugar goes low, I need something to eat. So I've been there, done that. And yeah, laugh all you want. If you think I'm paranoid, that's okay. Just please do me a favor and be prepared and be ready. I can't speak for the rest of the world, but I can say I feel confident that you're going to need some of these things, and unfortunately, it's probably going to be sooner than later. So, yeah, that's my little tip as we go into this winter. Winter is underway. So, yeah, it's not just me that loses power every single month. There's going to be issues. So, be prepared and be ready and be safe for your family. So, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope this has been informative for you. And you can always reach out to me on Facebook. It's Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Of course, that page is linked to my Instagram page, Chrisanne1234. And you know, my website, you can always reach out to me there as well, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne.com. You can email me through there. My phone number's there. You can text me through there as well. You have any questions or whatever, feel free to reach out. I am still doing psychic readings. All the information is there on my website for my readings. There's a little category for my readings. So check that out. My classes, my artwork, stones. If you're looking for shungite, that's there too. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm Chris Ann, and you've been listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. Be free.